Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Let's talk about how you prioritize things in your life, how you prioritize your tasks, your activities, your responsibilities, your obligations, your days. Because, you know, it's kind of difficult these days to prioritize anything, because there's so many people coming at you from left and right with their notices, their messages, their texts, their voice messages, their emails, begging for your time, for your attention, for your energy. And most people, I hope this is not you, just give that away so freely. You give all of your attention to everybody else and to all the world's false emergencies and to all the world's needs and all the messages and the texts and the timelines, and all of a sudden your day is gone and you've had no sense of peace or progress or vitality. I hope that's not you. But if you are finding your days feeling a little frustrating, usually it comes back at some point to how you are prioritizing things during those days. Makes sense, right? So how have you been doing in this department? I mean, really think about it. Do you feel like your day's agenda has been your agenda, or is it somebody else's? Or do you even get to shape your agenda? Do you just wake up and respond to everybody all day, and that's your priority, is just responding to everybody all day? Now, if you're in customer service and that's your job, rock on, good job, keep doing that. But if it's not your job to do nothing but respond to customers all day, then we've got to have a higher conversation now and get you back in control of what your day is about. And the only way to do that is to teach you some new ways to think about your prioritization. Now, the first idea I have for you is stop prioritizing easy. Stop prioritizing easy. A lot of people, when they look at their to-do list of the day, they just start working towards the easy things, knocking off the easy things. They think that's gonna get me some momentum, it'll get me into the day, I'll feel like I'm succeeding. And the reality is it's making them less likely to actually do the things that count. And how do you know this? How do you know if you're guilty of that? You know it if your day feels like there's a lot of busy work, but there's an absence of your life's work. You know what I mean? If you don't feel like your activities during the day are really creating to your vitality, to the contributions you want to make with the world, to doing activities and tasks that you really enjoy, whose fault is that? Is it the man's? Is it the government's? No, it's like you're setting up your day. You can choose what to do with it. Maybe you need to look at doing things that would support you, your health, your vibrancy, your joy, your real growth and contribution in a more significant way. If you feel like there's always busy work, but it's not your life's work, you probably prioritize things at a larger level, maybe incorrectly for you. Now, I don't know this. I can't gauge it. I mean, I'm just talking you through here now as I look and as you listen to me. All I can do is encourage you to just look and say, how have I been prioritizing? Have I had a structure? Have I had a framework? Have I had ideas about what's important to me in the world? And I always run my decision-making through those? Because if you haven't set that up, this is the time to do that for yourself. First step, stop prioritizing easy. Just because there's something that's easy to do does not mean it must be done today. What I would rather you to do is say, I am going to prioritize things today that will make significant steps forward in my life. These are, I just say, if the opposite of stop, or sort of prioritizing easy, is to prioritize progress. Things that actually move the needle of your life forward. Things that actually contribute in ways that you find meaningful and significant and fulfilling. And you know you deserve that, but sometimes you get caught up, right? Maybe you've just been caught up in everybody else's, you know, hot mess, and your life thus became a hot mess. It's not because you are, it's that you were just doing the easy things to please people. Because, you know, that's easy. Oh, I'm gonna please some people today. But what we need you to do is say, what would significantly move me toward my dreams today? What three things must happen today that would be real movement forward? Not like little checklists. Our whole world has gotten so addicted to little tiny checklists, but they're not doing anything meaningful. They're not checking off, I'm living my life, you know? So I want you to get back into what would really progress me today. Stop prioritizing easy, start prioritizing progress, things that matter. I want you to take on something hard every day. You do that, you'll start to find yourself getting a little more confident, a little bit more momentum, a little bit more into that space where you feel like you're doing things you were meant to do.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Second thing is stop prioritizing false emergencies. Just because someone put it on your plate today does not mean you need to reply to it today. Unless it, again, is your job in customer service to reply back within 24 hours. But that is not for everybody. We fall into this false collective belief that we all have to reply to the text on the second we receive it, that we got to return the call the second it came in. We don't. What I always tell people, you know, as you know, being blessed to do what I do now, I mean, it's like tens of millions of people watch my work every single year now. I mean, every single week we send out 2 million emails. I mean, we talk to a lot of people. I'm out on the road, you know, 9 months out of the year, I'm doing an event with hundreds of people traveling from dozens of countries there. I talk to a lot of people. I get a lot of feedback. And with that feedback comes a lot of requests. Brendan, could you do this for me? Brendan, could you help that? Brendan, could you endorse this? And I know you get the same thing. Could you help me? Could you do these things? I need da 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 da. And you get all of these people asking you for something. How often are you doing what they're saying and what they're asking for? The more that you're doing what the world tells you or asks of you, frankly, the sad thing is the more you lose your life. You lose yourself in it. You become a pleaser or a placator. You become a person who is just so busy all the time, you're wiped out. You know what I'm talking about. You cannot prioritize other people's emergencies. And here's what you need to do. Learn to say no. Prioritize the things that are going to move you forward, and everything else, realize that's got to be an initial no. And it needs to sound like this. Here's what my email literally says when I send it out to people. I say, thank you so much for your request. Really appreciate you thinking of me. However, while I recognize this is really important for you today, the reality is my plate has already been full and is packed with things that I have planned and prioritized months and months and months ago. I'm executing against a plan that has been in the works for a very long time. So I'm sorry I can't get your sudden need fit into that. I'm happy to put you in queue, but please realize it's likely you won't be hearing from me, or I won't be able to participate that, or I won't be able to do X, Y, Z, whatever they ask me of, for several months, if at all. Now, people say, oh my gosh, that'd be hard to say. I was like, you know, it's true. The first couple times I did that, it was difficult and it made me uncomfortable. It made me feel like, you know, I wasn't being helpful to people. But what is helpful to people is you living your truth, is you serving your highest good in this world, not everybody's speedy, needy request. Look, when people come to me with an emergency, I'm okay going back to the days of self-reliance and saying, you know, why is this an emergency for you all of a sudden? Did you not know this was due? And like, yeah, I know I knew it was due.
Or someone will say, Brandon, I need this tomorrow. And here's what I love to say to them. I say, tomorrow. I said, tell you what, when would you need it? You know, if you didn't get it by this certain day, that, like, your house would burn down. Like, major catastrophes, oh crap, your world's gonna fall apart. I mean, the last minute of the last moment of the real deadline. Not when would you like this, not when would you prefer this, not when would it be convenient and nice for you. When would the hit the fan if you didn't get it and people would start dying, you know? And they'll always say, oh, well, you know, then in that case, Brandon, I really don't need it for another 2 weeks. People will always tell you they need something immediately. One, they usually don't need it. Two, if they do need it, they should have went and got it themselves and been more prepared. Three, you owe nothing to anybody but your own health, your own family, your own major true contributions of what you are and what you want to give to the world. Everybody else is a sudden distraction. That is not going to make me popular saying that, and I get it. But that's how you have to do it. If you really want to learn how to prioritize, you have to realize every request that comes into you is a sudden distraction. It's not on your plan. I'm not saying you can't meet it. I'm not saying you can't handle it. I'm saying don't reprioritize your life's work to handle somebody else's false emergency. What I want you to do is saying, what's important to me today? And I want you to make sure you accomplish and achieve that. And then fit in everyone else's little requests as is appropriate or needed or responsible for yourself. I know it's difficult when the kids come in and they throw off a couple hours of your day because they have this sudden need or emergency. There are real obligations and responsibilities. Please live your life and manage it responsibly, but also stop doing that little thing that everyone does, giving away all their pieces of the day to anyone who asks, and suddenly they find themselves broke with time, broke with energy, broke fulfilling everybody else, and never having lived their own life. Prioritize real deadlines, real responsibilities, real obligations, and prioritize everything else as a sudden distraction. And you will start finding yourself leaping for it. Last one's much more positive. You're like, geez, Brent, I thought you were like the positivity guy and the motivation guy, you know? Last one's a lot more easy and more palpable for you, maybe, or palatable, I guess I would say. And that is start prioritizing freedom. Start prioritizing your ability to gain more emotional freedom, physical freedom, social freedom, financial freedom, time freedom. I love looking at people's actual day agenda and I say, where in here is freedom? Where is your ability to do a 20-minute meditation because it's gonna make you feel alive and back and grounded, connected? You don't have anything where you prioritize your own psychology today. Where are you thinking about your strategic plan? Where are you thinking about the vision for your life? Where are you daydreaming and napping if you need to do that? Where are you prioritizing your physical energy? Because if you can't have physical freedom from fatigue, you'll accomplish a whole lot more, even if your priorities are not always in whack. Like, if you absolutely have the physical freedom, I should say, to be able to just cultivate energy on choice, that comes from having prioritized health during the day. What about time freedom? I mean, I think we're all after time freedom, so where are the breaks in your day? And what are you doing with those breaks? Are you reading stupid, trashy magazines? Are you sitting and dreaming about how you can contribute more, what your next art is, what the next major thing is that you want to give or serve or be or develop as a human? You have the ability to make your days magical. And I wish someone told me that when I was younger. They said, hey, look, you are the architect of your day. How magical do you really want it to be? Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brandon Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, You are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.